You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like that dude just said, yes, we are, as a show, solid, conservative, and just plain right. All right, well, listen, going to one of my favorite times of every single week. We call it the Grand Council. Copper, you get that special sound effect ready because we're going to take the roll here. We got usually two of the guys that are on radio with us from FM Talk 106.5 down the coastal regions. We got Jeff Poor. Jeff Poor, are you here today?
I am present.
Indeed you are. And from our own WVNN program director slash morning show guy, we have Dale Jackson. Dale Jackson, are you here?
Oh, Colonel Williams, I'm ready.
All right, stand at ease. Here we go. All right, I pronounce a quorum for the Grand Council. Copper, hit it.
Assemble the Grand Council.
All right. Okay, here we go. You know the rules, fellas. We make the rounds here, each asking a question. We don't know the questions in advance. We don't always agree with the answers, but we always love each other when it's done. So I'm going to start with Jeff Poor. Go ahead, bud. What you got?
Always.
Supreme Court today, a couple of decisions, but the one I think you kind of raised some eyebrows, maybe. Remain in Mexico policy can go away if the Biden administration sees fit. Did the High Court get this one right?
Dale, you first, bud.
Well, there's a lot of questions. I'm not the legal type, but I will just say this part of this. Joe Biden's signature win at the Supreme Court this term is actually a huge loss for him. It would have been beneficial for them to stand this thing up and say, you can't do this, because the door's already open, right? We got a record number of people coming into the country. We got ourselves a big problem down there, 53 dead inside a semi-truck and all this other stuff. And so what the Supreme Court did is they allowed the Biden administration to walk down there with two sticks of dynamite and blow the door up. And now the door's even bigger and people are going to be coming through. If they would have told him they'd keep doing it, at least you could stop some of it. But now, you know, just open up the door, they're going to come running through even faster. This is a big problem for him. His win is a big problem for him.
Yeah, and my understanding is, and I haven't had a chance to study it because those stories came out this morning before I had a chance to do anything because I was already resourcing the show for today. But what I understand is they actually handed it back down to the lower courts to have the trial heard with directions. Like it's called a remand. They hand it back with instructions to do more. And I agree with Dale. I mean, it's going to do nothing. But if indeed what this did was give Biden a win, which some are saying and some aren't, then I think all it does is draw attention to something that's going to wind up being a 2022 midterm campaign issue. But I got to tell you real quick, too, that other decision that came down today, that one was earth-shattering. That EPA versus West Virginia case, that one right there is the one that, next to Roe v. Wade, that's the next biggest decision that came out of this term. And it literally says all these ABC acronym agencies, they can't just keep making law. They have to have congressional authority. And it puts a stop to stupid stuff like OSHA doing vaccine mandates and the CDC, you know, shutting down schools and whatever else. It stops all the monkey business. And that's an amazing decision right there. That's going to be big. But your own question, Jeff, you talk about it.
I think my takeaway is, well, administrations get to set immigration policy, and if they're going to give this much ability to the Biden administration, well, the next Republican administration should be able to set immigration policy as well. So I'm not terribly upset about this. I mean, like you said, what's happening at the border is happening at the border no matter what the Supreme Court does. I don't think the Biden administration is going to change. But now, when you have a new president that will hopefully try to get some sense and straighten things up down there, that the court has to follow a certain precedent, I would think, and that this would be applicable to keep a stay in Mexico policy or whatever else they want to do down there.
Fair enough. I mean, yeah. I mean, I think more to come on this one. All right, let me jump on. I'll take the next question. I mean, I was going to ask, what are Dale's pronouns? That was going to be my next question, but I'll let that ride for right now because we already
pup
know
he's him
uses
and pup them.
All right, here's my question, my real question. I don't think people are tracking this right now, but you know, dating back to the whole vaccine mandate for the military thing, today's the deadline for the National Guard. Right now, Alabama is poised to lose 18% of its National Guard force. I mean, right as hurricane season starts with deployments pending, 18% of Alabama's National Guard is currently unvaccinated, and today could be the day when they get the orders that they will be leaving the service. Is anybody in Ivy's office taking note of this? Other governors are making noise. I have heard nothing out of the Ivy administration. What do y'all think? Dale, you first, military man.
Well, I don't think they're all too worried about it. I think they're hoping that Joe Biden will come to his senses and say, okay, look. The numbers are down. You know, there's no reason to be doing this. This is going to be fine. Here's the number of military guys we've lost to COVID and all this other stuff. We're not gonna, you know, blow up these National Guard units, especially as we're using them on the border and elsewhere. So we're not going to do that. I think they're hoping that's what's going to happen. I think they might be wrong.
I think they're definitely wrong, Jeff.
You might as well call it that. The Ivy administration definitely flat-footed. I've not heard a word out of this. This seems like something that would be low-hanging fruit. Guys, if it were election season, she would be doing a commercial and all kinds of good old boy, you'd be like Andy Griffith show or something isms, and telling us that we were going to be ordered around by the Biden administration. I mean, have we heard much from Governor Ivy since the primary?
No. Have we seen her?
I think she shoveled some dirt at a Lockheed plant the other day. That's the only thing I know. That's all I've heard.
I'd like to see Ivy in a commercial talking about how her father used to say a June bug can't get the work done, so we need National Guard to do it. When you something silly like that, she needs to be out there leading the way, and she's again not a leader. I mean, that's not what she was reelected to do, or not that she's been reelected yet. But I don't think the person whose name we can't remember is going to do too well against her.
No, I totally agree, and then my only question here, I'll just take it. I think we literally have one of the most specialized National Guard elements in the entire nation right here. We have special forces units, infantry units, EOD units, Air Guard F-16 units, and refueler units, and we're losing potentially 18% of those overnight. And Jeff, you guys on the coast, when hurricane season starts, that's the last thing y'all need. I think it's going to be an epic disaster nationwide if this really goes through.
Isn't there a chance that they just do nothing? Everyone just stands by and nothing happens? I mean, it seems like that seems to be more likely. I mean, the Biden administration hasn't been running their mouths about this either.
Well, I think right now they're going to have to reverse policy in order to do that, because right now the standing orders are, plus they've already been discharging people from the active component. So if the active component got it and the guard doesn't, there's going to be all kinds of cries for foul. It's a freaking mess.
Hey, if I'm talking to military people out there tonight, don't get the shot, get discharged, because when there's a Republican administration, they're going to give you back pay and your time in service, and you're not even going to have to do any work. So you might as well just take couple of months off.
I'm saying. Dale, you got a question. What you got, man?
All right. Is Tom Watley going to be able to steal the election and send it to District 27? Because that's what it looks like to me. Call me a crazy person. It looks like he lost the election, and they're down there claiming that it was stolen. It looks like they're trying to steal it themselves.
I'll tell you what, man. I said a little while ago on the show, I knew when I started getting these text message press releases from Watley's folks that Watley was all for the coin toss. We support the coin toss. Flip the coin, he said. I thought, okay, there's a problem. They would not be saying this if there wasn't a problem. I don't know. I have no idea what's going to happen, but I do believe that what we just heard on my show a little while ago is that this could stay in court for a while, potentially, if they don't count her vote tomorrow. Jeff?
Well, I've told a bunch of different things, but I'll just tell you what I think. I think he's called in every favor. He's pulled every string. I think if this doesn't happen, here's what it's like, guys. We're watching football, and they keep showing the instant replay over and over and over and over and over again, and we keep seeing different problems with the replay, and it just casts doubt on the way we want the call to go. It seems that way to me. We're doing this over and over again, and it looks, number one, it looks silly. Number two, it's just bad for Alabama's election integrity, whatever you want to say about that. But number three, I think it's just things are just piling up against him. Maybe he gets this one vote, but there's a bunch of other votes out there that are questionable.
Yeah, and I'll say this too. When the Republican Party finishes, they need to issue more than a press release. They need to issue a legal opinion so they can say they've been acting on the advice of counsel. Something that says the statute says this, so we're doing this. I mean, if they just keep saying, well, we heard it and we made a decision, everybody's going to go fix. But if they issue it with a advice of counsel statement, I think that's the best way for them to possibly go. Dale, about 10 seconds here. Your own question. Your thoughts.
yeah, they're going to try to steal it, and hopefully smarter people get involved and say, go spend time with your young wife at home.
don't beat around the bush, Dale. Give it to us straight. All right, Copper, take us to the break.
Where's the wife joke? Well, what happened there, man?
He had to. He couldn't help himself. It's just
Jeff wanted more. Jeff wanted more.
I needed better than that. He keeps rolling them out for me.
All right, folks, Phil Williams and the Grand Council, Jeff Poor, Dale Jackson. We'll be right back after this break with more on Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. All right, we're in the Grand Council, coming down to the second round of the Grand Council. We have my brethren Jeff Poor from FM Talk 106.5 down in the nether regions of our state, and right here at WVNN, program director slash morning show guy extraordinaire Dale Jackson. Round two starts back again with you, Jeff.
So the state went to market yesterday with a bond issue for the prisons that we talked a lot about. Remember, they did the special session last year and came up with the $1.7 billion or $1.2 billion, whatever it is, a prison plan. When they went to go to market with the bond issue, they were $200 million short. Not a lot of buyers of bonds, number one, the politics. And number two, it's inflation season, so no one's buying debt. Is the state in trouble here because they keep having problems with their prisons and everything seems to be, they seem to be still treading on thin ice. But well, what do you make of the bond problems? And we heard about more overdoses and then this guy that shouldn't have been out. Criminal justice in Alabama, I think is still in peril.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. The shortage on the bond issue, I'm just sort of getting into that topic myself. And I'm looking at it thinking, I know what they're going to do. They're going to have a special session this summer to deal with like upwards of $1 billion in ARPA funds, the American Rescue Plan. And they're going to wind up allocating some of that again. And once again, we're going to see that the money is going to be spent on a government function as opposed to getting back to the taxpayers and doing something meaningful for the people's individual pockets. So I would guarantee you they'll make up their shortage in some way using federal dollars from that ARPA fund. Dale?
Yeah, I gotta agree with you. I think they're going to try to figure out a way to backfill and make this happen. That's generally what they do, and they have been successful at scraping through this by using those federal dollars. So why would they do anything different here?
Jeffro, your question, bud.
I think it's a totally bad look. I mean, could a federal court intervene? But it continues to be these problems. Alabama should have long ago addressed. Something keeps happening. Something keeps getting in the way. There's always an obstacle. Well, here we got another obstacle now. Maybe not of Alabama's own doing, but I think I just would be concerned here that if a court didn't intervene, and said you guys have violated the Eighth Amendment too long, and this is how we're going to handle it.
This is where they get them.
Well, we'll see.
I don't mean to be flip about the whole thing, but like at some point in time, it's just like, fine, get them, please, okay?
But they did it before. They did it in the 70s, right? So, I mean, it's not like it's never happened.
Well, it's just like we say they voted on the lottery at one point too, right? But it's just been so long that people are just like, whatever.
And
keep this in mind.
Unfortunately, there is a whatever.
Sorry, Phil, I don't mean to interrupt, but just keep in mind, at the end of the day, the legislators, and I have said this before multiple times, even in this segment, they want the federal government to come in and force their hand. They're not going to do anything without that.
We'll see. The ongoing saga of Alabama's prison system seems to be a never-ending thing. It's a gift that keeps on giving. All right, let me jump into another question real quick. Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson sworn into office today. The first criteria for selecting her was based upon her gender and her race. Have we just seen a new standard for making sure that we select the right person for the Supreme Court? Is this going to be the standard going forward, or is this going to be like a one and done? Jeff?
I think it depends on who's president. If it's Democrat, we're going to try to break all the social norms and break the glass ceiling and show that we are all progressive and virtue signal to our to whoever we're virtue signaling to. But I don't think you would see this I don't think you're necessarily going to see this with other justices or with the Republicans in office and nominating picks.
Yeah, and I think they virtually signaled to themselves it's an echo chamber on this one. But go ahead, Dale, your thoughts, bud?
Well, one, it bores me. I'll just be honest. almost as much as Jeff's question about bond issues and things like this. The reason this bores me, and I know you both are going to jump me for this, but the reason this bores me is Joe Biden can have whoever he wants for whatever reason he wants. That's the way the system is set up. These guys, like Jeff said, are going to pander to whoever they need to pander to at that particular moment if they think it helps them. And if that's how they want to operate, that's completely fine. Here's what I do know. She's at the receiving end of a lot of losing 6-3 verdicts. So as of right now, okay.
All right. Well, and I'll be honest with you. I get a little animated about it, and it's because I just think it makes a mockery of the highest court in the land by saying, and she might be great. She might wind up knowing the law and being extremely qualified, but she's also the one who couldn't answer what is a woman, and literally.
Well, what is it, Phil?
Well, you know exactly what it is, based on your pronouns. Go ahead, Dale. We got like a minute, bud. Ask your question. What do you got?
All right. So listen, the January 6th thing has been an absolute farce. But here's my question to you. Is Merrick Garland sitting at home watching this? Because I keep seeing things where people are like, it's up to Merrick Garland to save the day now. Do you think he's just sitting at home watching this all develop? And he's like, okay, this is some good information. I guess we'll start looking into this. Or does he already know he's not doing nothing because he can't do anything?
I think if Merrick Garland's watching this, he's watching and sending text messages to people saying, tell them to stop. There's nothing here I can work with. Tell them to stop. Jeff, what do you think?
Well, you talk about us picking boring issues, and you picked the January 6th committee. I mean, like, come on, bro. No, I don't think so. I think Merrick Garland's institutionalist, and he thinks that if they try to pursue this, it's just political suicide and bad for the Department of Justice.
I think Merrick Garland knows that he's been dealt a turd sandwich and being forced to eat it. That's what I think. All right. That's the Grand Council. Appreciate you, fellas. Jeff Poore, FM Talk 106.5, our own Dale Jackson right here at WVNN, and little old humble me, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.